What can I help you with,
look,
darling?
This is science, all right?
Gotcha.
So, these, according to science, are the best and worst noises to make during sex.
You always bring the sex questions.
Well, because
questions
I don't have another girl.
To...
When it has to do with relationships, you need both sides of the equation. I can't just do it on my own.
You can do it on your own. No. You're gonna if you keep bothering me at work.
All right. That's not what I was talking about.
I know what you were talking about.
Number one is moaning. 91% of men and 77% of women say they like moaning. Talking dirty. 77% of men, 74% of women.
Yeah, no, I'm not a talk dirty person. You know that.
Heavy breathing. Wow. Screaming is number four, and it looks like men like it a little better than women.
Yeah, I'll bet they do.
Swearing.
Okay, that's not okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so no dirty talking, but swearing is okay. Is that where we're going? All right, see, this is exactly why I called you.
Shut up.
Oh, here's one. This is a weird one. I'm not even sure about squeaking.
Really?
Does that mean you're doing it right or wrong? Anyway, they're not. Only 28% of men like it and 15%. I guess men would like it a little more because squealing and delight or something. Whereas if a woman heard the guy squealing or squeaking, it'd be like kind of a deal breaker, wouldn't it?
Squeaking would mean you need just a little more lube. Scratchety. Maybe too old. I don't know.
And number seven is silence. Only 8% of men and only 13% of women like silence. Silence is scary because that means you're probably doing something wrong.
No. I'm okay with silence. Silence isn't bad.
Wow, you must be exciting in the sack, Mrs. Anderson.
I don't know. You know. Yeah, I don't hear you complaining.
No, apparently I shouldn't, because then that would require me to break the silence that seems to be so important to you. I guess we should just forget the fact you're lying on most of these and move along. She's a screamer and a moaner.